This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. About 20 years ago, a new model of hospital care and a new medical specialty was introduced. Unless you've stayed overnight in a hospital, you've probably not noticed. If you have been hospitalized, the difference is huge, and you may have been disappointed. Many of my patients are. For centuries, there have been medical specialists, some based on patient characteristics, some on a body organ, and some on the activities the doctor performed, such as surgery. And there have always been generalists, like me, who care for people and families with all sorts of problems. We get to know our patients and their values, and we have a long-term human relationship. Until recently, your primary care doctor knew you and took care of you in the clinic and in the hospital, but no longer. Now there is a new specialty based on where the doctor practices. These specialists are called hospitalists, and they practice only in the hospital. They provide care from the time of hospital admission until discharge. That's it. Then they're done. Then it's back to your clinic doctor, who is the only one who really knows you. Today, there are nearly 50,000 of these hospitalists. Few know very much about outpatient-based medicine. After all, they work and trained in the hospital. Do hospitalists offer an improvement in care? Well, it depends on your perspective and what you value most. From the perspective of the hospital, these doctors are saviors. Hospitalists have reduced the time a person spends in the hospital and increased hospital profit. With today's hospital reimbursement, often the less time a person spends in the hospital, the more the hospital earns. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, but a great deal of hospital care is reimbursed based on a fixed lump sum. So say the reimbursement for pneumonia is calculated based on 5 hospital days. If the doctor gets the person out in 3 days, the rest of the money is hospital profit, since the reimbursement is based on a fixed fee. Can hospitalists comfort sick people when they're scared and there's no longer a familiar face of their doctor who knows them? More importantly, do people end up healthier when they are discharged sooner and sent back to their generalist, who's often unfamiliar with what happened during the hospital stay and is unclear about what tests and procedures need to be followed up on? The data is conflicting. Now, some doctors, particularly hospitalists, and most hospital administrators will adamantly defend the hospitalist's role. Over the past 20 years, several forces have nearly destroyed the doctor-patient relationship. Today, we are given 8 minutes with our patients in the clinic. We can no longer promise to be there when our patients need us. Now, when you get very sick, you'll have a hospitalist caring for you who will know little about you, who you really are, and what you really care about. But they will move you along the conveyor belt quickly. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a